in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Let's see who we got today or what we doing today or whatever it is, it's gonna be good. Woo!
All right. Today's a special celebration. Today is Javon's birthday. And let's pull up the live stream.
Peace, world, it's the love king of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. Keep the lock right here.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
And you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, playing my kind of music.
She's watching in the background.
Well, hi, Mom. How you doing? What's your mama's name?
Juanita.
Juanita, you know I love you. No matter what you do. And I hope you understand me. Every word I say is true. Cause I love you. Oh. That's for Juanita. Yeah.
She's going to be floating today. Floating today.
When I come to town, I know she's going to have... Can she cook? Mama's cooking?
She can cook. Oh, yeah.
Oh, when I come to town, now, you know, I'm going to look for them greens and cornbread. Yeah.
The basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody befriend in my head. I already know everybody. Awesome. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offices, though, Jay.
I'll send you some cologne.
You can send me some cologne.
Because, I mean, you know. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, man. Whatever you say.
I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanaka. All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise I have to tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
What time? So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just Jesus. Thank you.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. I think so. So,
yeah. Look at his face.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
Hey, everybody, I am celebrating my birthday today, and I see some of my favorite people, Kathy Payne and Kim Keisha Caldwell, watching on Facebook. Anybody who's watching on Facebook, please, please, please go to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio. And you can actually comment, and your comments will pop up like that on the screen. Thank you for the happy birthday wishes. Everybody has been bananas. It's been bananas. But today I'm trying something extra and new. Deb, Glenn, mwah! extra special kisses and love and hugs to you. Now, anybody who wants to join me on the screen today can absolutely do that. You have to go into the link. Hey, Nicole. Mwah. Normally, I'm not watching Facebook. It's like I'm looking at two different screens right now. So please go to WJBR Internet Radio on YouTube, because the Facebook people are going to kick me out. I can guarantee it. It's going to happen. Hey. So as you can see, there's Deborah Glenn. She's showing up. And Victor Orlando, who is a legendary percussionist. Okay. Thank you so much. Mwah. He's a wonderful human being. And my Kiki. That's my Kiki right there. I know. I used to share her with Gloria Ryan, but now she's all mine. I know, Glo, you know, you still got love for Glo, but I'm just saying. Thank you so much. And by the way, tomorrow is Gloria Ryan's birthday. So happy birthday in advance to you, Glo. Francis Walker, thank you so much for the happy birthday. I so appreciate it. And the link to come onto the screen, if you want, we could do it like a Zoom call. You just pop up. Again, the people watching on Facebook, please join us on YouTube. And what I wanted to share, one of the things I wanted to share, and I'm expecting that Therese should be coming up in any moment. But while we wait for her to share one of my favorite birthday moments, if that's okay with y'all. When I first started doing podcasting, I was not broadcasting virtually on YouTube, so nobody could see me. But, you know, it used to be like only on the telephone. And by the way, you can still dial in and listen on Blog Talk Radio, WJBR Internet Radio. And straight from Puerto Rico, it's Papi Chulo.
Happy birthday, Javon.
With your handsome self, beautiful, just soaking up that San Juan sun. What is going on, Pop? Thank you.
Nothing much. I'm sending you everlasting love, Javon.
You know, I...
You're not every woman, because you give any love. I would have called you on the telephone, but I want to reach you live.
Do it,
because
do
ain't
it.
Nobody doing better than Javon.
Oh, do it. Except maybe, the co-hostess with the mostest.
Go, Shawnee. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
You're not wearing any clothes. You can't come in.
No naked Monifas, please. I am not old enough
Happy
for
birthday,
that.
Happy birthday, Monifas.
What's up, Nee? Yo, put some clothes on and come on. I want to see you. I want to see your face in the place.
She doing shirts and stuff too, so they can't like doing stuff. It's not like it's,
well,
goodbye.
Make sure the shirt is closed up, okay?
Damn,
you know, that's your wife, but that's your wife.
What's up, Mo? What's
you
up,
know, you know, look at you all black. You look like a coffee bean.
Ain't he cute? Ain't he cute? Oh, my God. Just the handsomeness. Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh, I still need to be there.
Oh, man. You know what?
It's 84 degrees. It's more, well, we're an hour ahead of you. They didn't do daylight saving time here.
Oh,
my God. You know what, Kiki? It's that Scorpio thing that just draws you in. We're magnetic. We're magnetic.
That you are.
Oh, thank you, Resi Pooh. That's my Resi Pooh and Pop right there. I'm so excited. This is the best birthday
ever. Well, listen,
ever.
I would love, listen, I'm getting my vitamin D.
Get that vitamin D and Pop.
And I'm spreading my protein.
Yes, and make sure you give that vitamin D as well as receive. It makes no sense. Just
I love you guys.
Stingy. Give it away.
Come on, have a great time for your birthday. Get out the goddamn basement.
I am. I will. I will.
Look. And because y'all not there, I got two seats.
That's what's up.
One for Javon on the beach.
Yes, make sure mine is in the shade. You know, I.
Oh, you said that? Yeah. No, we got an umbrella.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, love. Thank you, love. Enjoy, Pop. I love you so much.
I have this. There's some people playing tennis volleyball over here.
Nice.
Are they dressed?
Right.
Are they dressed? You know, I like my naked volleyball.
Well, they're not naked, but they're half naked.
Naked volleyball.
Just beautiful Puerto Rican people.
Naked volleyball. That would be interesting to watch. I could say mm-hmm. that.
And play.
Nicole, I am enjoying you all for my birthday. That's what I am doing. I am
Melody Richie in the building.
With y'all. Chill it. Hey, Melody, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And the water's really nice too, Rezzy.
Oh man,
Thank you. Y'all, you know what? You're making me want to be on the beach. I have not felt like I wanted to be on the beach for a couple of years now.
So let's just get some tickets and run through. Just go for a day, run on the beach, and jump back on the plane.
You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that right now in this moment.
I can send y'all my information. My room is huge. Come on over.
Woo!
And the beach is literally right, like a 6-minute walk from the hotel?
Wow.
Like a 6-minute walk from the hotel.
Nice.
Woo.
Nice.
Mm.
Wow. Last time I was in Puerto Rico, Jesus, it was a few good years ago, like right before the hurricane.
Mm.
So speaking of which, Pop, how is it there now? Have they built it back up? Or does it?
It's built back up. It's built back up. Yeah. It's beautiful, and everyone is real protected out here too.
Blessings.
Masks everywhere. Like, you got to wear masks everywhere. Well, not on the beach, but everywhere you got to wear a mask.
Nice.
Numbers
nice.
Are, like, really low here.
Good.
Mm.
People are taking care of their business, and it looks good. The venue is nice, and the streets are healed, and the people look healthy.
Streets are clean, yeah.
Good. Okay, maybe.
And the people are beautiful.
Always. Siempre.
Always.
Maybe that's something I need to do, plan a Puerto Rico adventure for myself.
Yeah, man.
I need to do that.
Jump on a plane, do a two-day, like a weekend, do a two-day turnaround.
Yeah,
I have
no,
not.
Mean you have to be up for 48 hours.
Yes, that sounds like a good
idea. Well, I love you guys. I'm going to go back to
the vitamin D.
Bye, Coco Bean. Love you.
Love you guys.
You look beautiful. Thank you. I said you look beautiful, and thank you.
Thank you.
Mwah.
I'm going to dip back into the water in a minute. Look. About to dip into the water.
Take it off, Poppy. Don't kill him.
All right. Later. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
That is what's up.
Poppy Chulo.
Right? What's up?
He's all bronzed out and everything.
Woo, I'm saying.
He tempted me, boy. It's like,
I know.
One of those...
He looks good and happy and fun and shit.
Mm. Before I got all responsible and everything, that would be my thing. Where you at?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the Bahamas. I'm coming. I'm coming. Getting tickets at the airport. Apparently, all kinds of crazy prices for them. Mm. That's when you knew peace of mind was peace of mind.
I know. You know? Kiki, that water, right? And yes, that was a whole different time, you know?
Javon, it is your birthday. You have made it another orbit around the sun. God bless you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Yeah.
So any affirmations today? Anything that, you know, was this pressing, any pressing desires on your chest? Like, what do you feel today? How do you feel?
Pressing desires on my chest. Well, there's always that, isn't it? let's see. I feel a new, and the reason why I made such a big deal out of this birthday, I don't know if you noticed, I don't know if anybody's noticed, but I've really been like, hey, everybody come through. And if nobody comes through, I really, you know, that's cool. People have a life, live your life. Where the party at and what time it start? Let's turn up, young lady.
Amen. And that there person is a turn up queen.
Mm.
She know I'd have a party.
You about to choke. Don't choke out now.
Okay.
My pressing desire. Let's get to that first. I just want to get healthier and take better care of my physical being. Because, you know, I've been talking about 5 years, 5 years, 5 years, 5 years, right?
Right.
Today actually is the start of the 5 years. I've been saying 5 years for 6 years, but today is the actual countdown. On my whiteboard in my office, for everyone to see, there are sets of numbers. When I left work on Tuesday, the first set of numbers said 500, 400, 3.60, right? That's exactly 5 years. If I can take it, which would benefit me the most financially and all that kind of crap, right? 4 years. If okay, and 3.5 if God damn it, okay, you know. So when I and then there's another set that it said 60, 48, and 42.
Okay,
those are months.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say six. Okay, I caught it after the 48.
Right, and then. One day they must have really pissed me off because I had at that point 1,850 and it was days.
Days. Yeah.
And each day I was marking it down and I think it went from 1850 to like 1832, which may not sound like a lot, but when you every day can go in and say, y'all got one less day, it just in my head.
Empowering.
Yes, it is empowering. So now, though, when I go back to work sometime next week, there will be no 5 in that first column. It'll be 4, 11, 3. There will be no more 5. So that within itself says, okay. So, in other words, I'm in this preparatory state of mind where organize certain things. I need to purge certain things, purge some habits that I don't want to bring into the next part of my life. Papers that have no business. I got shit from high school. Come on. You're never going to have to take that test again. You know, I have no desire to go back to college in that form, you know, to get another degree. Maybe I'll take a course, you know, like a skill course, like maybe something in technology, computers, and or not computers, but
coding.
Yeah, maybe creative, something creative, like scripting or I don't know, maybe even digital arts or something like that. Artistic shit is probably all I'm really going to be doing. Like, maybe I'll take a if D-Nice is giving a DJ course, I'll go to his DJ course, you know? I'll flip $1.50 for that. You know, I'll do some interesting, fun things. How to create cartoons from scratch, you know. Writing your first novel, you know, just some bull winky like that. And I'm calling it bull winky, but that's my spirit, and that's my desire for the next where I'm trying to go and what I want to do. So when I go into the office these days, I'm doing my job, and it seems like I'm able to leave earlier now than ever before. I'm out of there 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, when there's emergencies, and y'all hit me up on the phone if you need me, because I'm going home. Okay? I'm at this point of, and that's a whole different mindset. I was never there. I would stay. I would work until 9, 10, 11, get home at midnight, wake up, do it again. There were times even in my younger days doing this job that I'd be out 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Here I come to save the day. There y'all go save the day.
Well, it's a perpetual system that never gets saved. Mm-hmm. What they do is they catch you up in it, you know, and spit you out in it. But
yep. That's wonderful, Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole. Mm-hmm. And if any of y'all are in Brooklyn and y'all need that good, y'all need to DM Betty Mells out there in Williamsburg. She will get you right. Get you right. Let me just make sure I said the name right. Yeah, Betty and Mells, you know, on IG. Follow them, in fact, on IG. You can hit them up, and they got all kinds of good food popping because, you know, and this is good old-fashioned
good
soul
food.
Yeah, it's soul food. Because, you know, we shop for soul food.
Where are they located exactly?
Williamsburg.
And you have an address and everything?
Yeah, you got to hit them up and they deliver to you. You got to hit them up on, give them a DM on IG. Mm. And in fact, you can follow them on IG. It's Betty's Mel's. And it's, let me see, Betty and Mel's Food and Beverage.
And
you
and Mel's, what's the IG handle?
Yeah, Betty, it says, at the top of it says Betty's as plural, BETTYSMELS. And what pops up is Betty and Mel's. And it's like a purple icon. And it's a food and beverage. And they also do catering. So, you know.
All right, we got to have them come.
Here we go. There we go.
Let them send us a sample.
Ah, they deliver. Well, I've had a sample when I was working in Brooklyn. I've had samples before of, and this is someone I know that their personal dream that has come true, and they have they are working up quite a name for themselves, doing the damn thing, and they deliver. Get that popping.
Excellent. Everybody from Brooklyn, if you're in Brooklyn, you travel through Brooklyn, you want some eats, hit them up. After this, I am done. I love school online. I just finished about 5 months ago, medical secretary. Congratulations, man. I worked at Bellevue Hospital for many years. Well, that's not true. For 6 years, and then I worked in the medical field a little bit. Even before that, I was working at Southern Manhattan Dialysis Center, spinning down blood, separating serum, doing Medicaid and Medicare and insurance stuff and keeping charts together. Them fools was paying me $5 an hour. I was young and didn't know better. I was doing five jobs. And skilled jobs at that.
Yeah, spinning the blood is an interesting one.
And separating serum. And this was in 1983. Really? So you know what was going on. 83, 84, maybe 85. But
wow.
You know what was going on. And
wow.
We knew nothing. I knew nothing about protecting myself at that time. You know.
Wow.
I was just, you know, I've always been the type of person that, you know, what my job is to do, I'm just going to do that. Thank you, Walt. Thank you, Walt. Walt says big time shout out of love to my beautiful little sis, Javon. I celebrate you today and every day. Happy birthday. And that's for those listening. Actually, the phone line should be up. Let me just make sure before
I think you got a response from the owner and proprietor of Betty Mel's, Miss Melody Ritchie, and she said, "No problem. Let us know what you want, and we'll make it." And
that's
thank you
up.
For the love and support. That's what's up. That's the owner and proprietor, Melody Ritchie of Betty Mel's Soul Food out in Williamsburg. DM them on Instagram.
Absolutely. So my question is, do you have like a venue or a place we could go?
It's a delivery service right now.
Yeah, okay, I feel you. I've been doing private care and CNA work, so now I'm ready to do something different and got a new job as a medical secretary. Well, congratulations.
Congrats.
You know, the sky is the limit.
The
limit. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do it.
Yes, this is true. This is very, very, very true. You know, it's really about, you know, from the way this country is going, it is really about quite a few hustles if you have the skill set. But, you know, the easiest hustle is following your bliss. Whatever you feel like.
Mm-hmm.
It won't feel like work to you. So if it's cooking, if it's writing, whatever it is, you know, find out how to monetize it, you know, because that way it doesn't feel like work, you know, and something that you own. And, you know, business is what's going to be it. And unfortunately, they don't teach you. They teach you coming out of school how to be an employee. They don't necessarily teach you how to be a business. So, you know. That's where you connect with mentors that are doing something you want to do in your lane, or you know, go to school to learn business, because that's where it's going to be, so that you can then monetize whatever it is that you are that you love. It's so easy to follow your passions.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially now with the internet and technology. Speaking of which, I don't know that she wanted to say anything, but because she created this. Hi, Mom.
I forgot how to. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello. How are y'all doing?
Hey. How are you, Queen?
I'm good. Happy birthday, Javon, again.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you.
Wasn't I supposed to hit a certain number?
You did fine. All you have to do really is call in, and I recognized your number, so you didn't have to hit anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Normally I tell people, you know, press 1 on your dial so I know you want to speak. But
whether I wanted to speak or not, you had
I put
to
you
speak.
On. Yes, I
know,
have.
But that's okay. I wanted to speak.
So, Mom.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. I was thinking about that.
Yes, it's
last night about, I don't know, about maybe about 1 o'clock. No, not that. Anyway, I was remembering 57 years ago that day. I was in pain. Big time. But it's all good now.
Did you feel better?
Huh?
I said you feel better?
After 57 years, I feel great.
Oh, good. Good, good.
Or
good.
Did you want people to know that you was 57?
Well, it really doesn't matter at this point. I didn't say it. Had you heard me say it?
I don't know. I just tuned in.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just out there for the world.
You got to love it. You only get one.
You only get one. You only get one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I thank you for being my greatest support and my biggest cheerleader, and just whatever I came home and said I was going to be that day, you let me know that I could be the greatest, biggest that there was in the world, and you would always be there. You always support me. I appreciate you. I love you to pieces, and I hope you're proud. Nobody else could have raised me. We paired up perfectly.
Uh-huh.
We paired up perfectly.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm glad to be a part of whatever I'm a part of.
Like my life?
Huh?
Like my life?
Yeah.
I love you, Mom. This is you. I'm just an extension of you. And
true.
Stone. And Daddy, okay. You know.
Okay, if you want to say so.
What do you mean by that?
No. You know I always joke to you about him. You and your hands and him and his hands and all that stuff.
I have my father's fingers and
exactly.
I have his face, and there's no denying that. You couldn't deny it if you wanted to.
Your nose is starting to look like mine.
Yes, it is. My features are changing, and I'm starting to look more like you every day, and a little less like him actually.
Right.
But yeah, when I look in the mirror, I see you, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Okay.
You're beautiful, and I love you. And
okay,
and thanks for everything.
And you
breakfast,
welcome.
Lunch, and dinner, and those good old spankings I needed. I appreciate those too.
Oh, you ain't getting no spankings.
All right. Okay. All right. Bye, Mom. Now you're not telling the truth. You are. But wait, you know what I do wanna ask you about?
What?
Oh, cool. Is this Carrie? My cousin Carrie. Hi, Carrie. My cousin Carrie is on the phone. I mean, well,
hey,
watching
Carrie.
The show. Carrie, that's
yes,
my mom.
Can you hear me?
On the phone. Yes, he can hear you. Everybody can hear you. The world can hear
you. How you doing, Carrie?
You can't hear him though. But I don't know if I told you I've been watching all of my videos, all the DVDs that I have. Did I tell you that I've been doing that in alphabetical order?
No.
Okay, well, I've been watching. I've been doing this for years because it's a lot of videos, and I'm still trying to get through. So I'm up to the P's, and I started watching a Pam Grier series. So, cause I remember going to the Ward Theater, me and Larry, that's my brother for those of you who don't know, and some other little kids. I must have been about 10 years old, if that old, at the time. And we all walked over to the theater and, you know, to go see Pam Grier. I saw all those movies, right?
How old?
I was about 10 years old.
Going to see a Pam Grier flick?
Exactly. My point. Because I was watching this movie, and I'm like, this is a little soft porn, because there wasn't, like, not one scene that I didn't see some breast or some innuendos. I know, Carrie, she's telling it all. So Mom.
Yes?
Mom.
What?
Mom. Did you realize that there was a lot of
No,
stuff?
I didn't. No.
Okay. Cuz I was like, maybe there was a purpose that I got, like, maybe you wanted to, you know, cuz it was the 70s. Hey, you know.
Yeah, I think I even watched The Big Birdcage and The Big Dollhouse back to back to back.
Ooh.
So I was just wondering, because I'm watching it now, and I'm like, woo.
I don't know. My mind wasn't there. And they wasn't talking that much about, I don't know.
About what was appropriate for kids, right? Maybe? I don't know, because I was like, I was watching this thing. I was like, there's not a scene in this movie I could sit comfortably with a kid. But you weren't in the movie with me. I know it was us kids. We went. You probably was like, y'all, go on. Go. She got an afro. Go ahead.
They didn't have, the censorship wasn't as big as it is now.
Exactly. And then the theater shouldn't have let y'all in.
This is true. We should have came back with our 75 cents.
Tell you something there. 75.
Yep. 50 cents for admission and 25 cents for popcorn.
Really?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but it wasn't much more.
They shouldn't have let you all in, even though the mother didn't have sense enough to stop you.
Mom, I love you to pieces, and I will talk to you later on, okay?
Okay, and I love you both.
Aww.
Love you too, Mom.
Okay.
Okay,
talk to you later.
All right, then.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You got to love her, I swear.
I do.
You got to love her. But she's right, though. They shouldn't have let y'all in. I remember we used to do, like, movie Sundays. We had, like, some, you know, traditions, like going to get ice cream and, you know, going to the movies. And we went to a movie back in the day called Kentucky Fried Movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my mom, all of us, and her then husband. And boy, oh boy, when that started rolling, we had to get up and leave the theater because I guess, you know, you couldn't tell it was it wasn't for kids. You know, we were kids. It was a Sunday. Boy, oh boy. And I was, you know, I'm all on the way out like this.
You know, that's right. But
Pam Grier made a lot of us, you know, a lot of us very friendly and activated a lot of hormones. Let's just say that.
I'm like, no wonder I'm gay. Pam Grier and Chaka Khan. I mean, come on. That was the 70s for me. That was Pam Grier, Chaka Khan, Richard Pryor, and come on, now I can't get this stupid picture down.
That was good. I bought some lo mein last night that I didn't eat.
Mm.
For some reason, you know, I do that at times. I'll order food, and then when it comes, I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
that's really good the next day, too.
It is. I'm just starting to discover that. Where I've been, man?
I don't know. And where this dude been?
Oh! Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How you
Thank
doing?
You very much. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
I hope you sounds like Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, who is that? I don't know the boy.
You starting to sound like him. Hey,
good
Victor.
Morning, good morning, good morning. How are you both?
Good morning.
Good.
And hey, baby brother, cousin Corey. How you doing, baby? How you doing, Victor?
I'm great. I'm great. I just wanted to actually wake up and come on and say hello, and just because you've been both supportive, and I appreciate both of you.
Oh,
thank
man,
you,
Victor,
you.
You're amazing. And thank you for sending that video. I loved the video, the jam session with Sheila E. and
yes, yes.
DeVito. You were awesome.
Oh, thank
yes.
you. I had to pull from the heavens above because for adrenaline because I'm still recovering.
Mm.
So when Sheila said, I was like, go big, go. Don't sit there and say, I can't.
Mm.
I have cancer. Mm. I can't come up there. I'm too weak.
Oh, well, you would not have been able to tell at all.
No, and as soon as I turned the corner to the stage and walked up there, there was a big bowl of salsa that just dripped over me.
Mm.
And I just started playing, and that was it. I just kicked him back, and that was it.
Mm.
And then Juan said, solo, solo. And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So that was fun. That was my birthday gift. That was my coming into 69 first time playing really hard and really, you know, I hope I did well, which when
you did.
And everybody would say, oh, man, that was good, that was good. Who are you?
Mm.
And that's the thing, Victor, to be honest. You are one of the, if not the most underrated percussionists. I mean, everybody should know your name, you know, and I don't even remember it, probably because I'm a liner notes queen, you know, that's how I knew your name.
Mm-hmm.
I knew who you were because I read the, you know, the liner notes.
Right.
And I knew you played with the Gap Band, and I knew that first, oh, I love it, which
yeah.
just the thought Next of classic. It drives me crazy, just the thought, you know? But
yeah.
this generation, I don't think they're liner notes because they just stream most stuff.
Exactly.
So.
And that's what we used to do when I was growing up, go to the record store and... If we weren't buying, we were reading.
Yeah.
Pull up that album. Oh, man, such and such on there. Oh, man, such. And go to the next one, and you find out who's on stuff. And then I started meeting all of these people and becoming. I tell people, or people tell me, you know everybody. No, I have a relationship with everybody.
It's different.
It's different. You know, if you see me put up celebrities, if you see me put up people, I know them. You see me put up women, I know them. If you see me put up guys, I know them. And, you know, that's what I tell people. You just don't see a picture of me with them. We've had dinner. We've broke bread. We've cracked jokes. We've gone out. We've done something. We've played together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes my life special to me. I don't know what I do to everybody else, and I appreciate what I do. I don't really know until somebody says it. I didn't know what I did that night until Therese said, I got the video, it was great, and you loved it. I didn't know what I did till y'all hear the songs. I don't know what I do until somebody speaks it back, and then I'm like, okay, I must mean something to somebody somewhere.
Well, you've got some precious hands, my dear, and you have given us many, many classics, and particularly when, and for any DJ that calls yourself a DJ that does not know that legendary Gap Band intro, you just may as well hang. I don't care what age you are. That was classic and will always remain to be classic, Victor.
Thank
you for your genius. Thank you for your brilliance.
Every time I hear the 12-inch version of that, which is the long, 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 and it keeps, I'm
yeah.
like, yeah, you call me at 2 o'clock to get in the studio at 3 o'clock to do that. And I did it till 6 o'clock and the sun was up and, so, yeah, I appreciate that. And the other stuff on Goody's album, y'all were on People's album. I missed all of the hit. I came right in after Drop the Bomb, Early in the Morning, Party Train, and Don't You Stop the Music, Don't You Stop It. I came in right after that. And then I started playing with them. But I'm working on my stuff being known to people as soon as I get out. Time to Party, as soon as I get out the passage. I just wrote my first gospel song.
Woo, nice.
Yes, I have a gospel song now.
He got religion.
I went evangelical on this song. I got the words from heaven poured down upon me.
Well, you know, you got to send it because, and for those who don't know the passage, you got to hear it. Is it all right, Victor, if I play a little of it?
Always. You never have to ask. Just put the needle on. Oh.
Put the needle on the record.
I'm back in 70. Put the needle on. Just pop it up and play it.
Let's do it.
We will sing and give God all the praise. This is our passage.
Yes. What's up? Oh, there we go.
I just had to.
Come on, Victor.
For those of you who do not know, that right there, this part right here that you hear, that part that y'all love so much in this song, that's that man right there.
Come on, Gap Man.
I just had to do that. So I have, first of all, hi Sage, and
hey guys,
to my cousin Sage, to my cousin Carrie, who is a phenomenal dancer, who dances in all over and on every stage. He is just not only a phenomenal dancer, he's an actor, he's a cutie pie. He's just one of, ever since he was a little guy. Carrie, I have the link to join if you want to join. It's in the chat. This is it. So if you want to join, anybody who wants to join, just click on this link. It's in the chat. And y'all could just come through. So I just wanted to put that out there. Or you can call 347-996-5394. Today is everybody's day. It's my national holiday.
And we got the legendary Renaissance on Sagey Wagey in the building.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Sagey?
Happy
How are
birthday.
You?
Happy
Thank
birthday
you.
Today. I love you so much. Hey, sis.
Thank you.
Mr. Orlando, thank you for your magic, your legendary music that I know for me has moved me for a long time. And it's so interesting. I don't know if people realize it to the fullest extent how music can impact your life in so many different ways. Like, Devon, when you just played that, it just brought me back to a magical time and, you know, twirling and jumping and landing and splits. So thank you so much, Mr. Orlando, for your contribution to my life. And Ms. Devon, happy birthday, Mama. I am so happy to be here with you. I'm so grateful to know you and be able to love you. And I'm so grateful to share your birthday with your beloved. Oh, thank you.
You are art. You are art.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you for coming through.
Now, are you at your exhibit?
Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to... No, this is my room. I am showing in Harlem at the Space to Rev Gallery in Harlem. We had an exhibit for the Mad Urgency organization that I'm part of last week, Friday. Then we had the opening for the gallery in Harlem. That's on Malcolm X Boulevard with Space to Rev on Saturday. And I'm actually currently in between. I'm directing this trailer written for a film called Campaign for Life, written by Deshaun Moses. And we're just in between shots right now. So I have a 10-minute break to breathe. And I just want to jump on and say I love you guys and happy birthday. So, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on too. But, yeah, I know I couldn't miss this.
Oh, awesome.
You are the bomb. All right. You are the bomb.
I love you guys.
I love you
too. All right, thank you for popping in.
Okay, I love you guys. And I'm going to talk to y'all soon, Jay. I love you. Happy birthday, sis.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you
so much, Mr. Orlando. Thank you for everything. Y'all have a great, great, great one.
Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Thanks, Paige.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you. That is so dope.
So, yeah. He's been like beaten down the path, boy, going through his first feature folk. Blah, 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 excuse me, let me start that again. First feature directorial debut, yes.
He's just amazing. Anything he puts his mind to, he can just do it.
Oh, facts.
You too, Mr. Orlando.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. I'm getting ready to leave. I got a doctor's appointment this morning. CT scan, still working on me, and get the CT scan. And then I have a red carpet to walk this evening.
Nice.
For the legendary Judy Pace, the actress. Yes,
okay.
she's getting awarded this, and publicist called me up and asked me to walk, and I'm like, can I bring my cane and my walker? No, just come regular. They'll prop me up in front and take a few pictures and stuff and then usher me on. And I think they're going to show, it's at a film festival, so I think they're going to show that movie from New York, the musical thing that just came out with the guy with the big hair and the afro that produced it. All these names escape me right now. That back in the day, they caught the concert, and now they put all the footage together, and they got all the classic actors in it. Y'all haven't seen that movie?
I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, they're going to show that in the film festival. But the guy went and found a bunch of old classic film footage from one of the park concerts. I want to say Central Park concerts in New York.
Mm.
Put it out, and it's all black. It's like the Black Woodstock.
Mm. Oh.
It's like right before Watchtag.
I feel like I heard of it.
What is it? Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. I'm no IT guy, and I'm no nerd, and I forget everything.
I did hear about, but I can't. It's not coming.
Yeah. The name doesn't come back to me. I just see the movie, but I'm going to that today. So I'm gonna. I just wanted to come on. I woke up. I had my face beat.
Well, thank you so much.
Had my mustache beat.
All right. With the sexy chops. All right. Do it.
So it is a stick on. I take it off when I go to bed so I don't get it missed.
Yeah. Well, you wear it well.
Thank you. And, we're fellow Scorpios.
That's
so,
what's up.
Mine was the 9th. My sister's was the 19th. My daughter's was the 17th. I put her age on Facebook accidentally, and it was wrong. I said, happy 49th. She said, Dad, I'm 48. And she laughed. I said, well, now you know I'm actually getting old. I forget my own birthday. That's when you forget.
That's all right. That's all right. Cool. I've been clearly blasted today. But
I heard.
That's all right. Yeah.
At least you still got your mom. I'm now the last one. I don't have no mom, no dad, no aunts, no uncles, no grandparents.
Mm.
So I'm all of those to everybody now.
Mm.
What's the porn stash? I keep saying that. I have a porn stash. I've never watched porn before. Is that like corn? You're saying I have a corn stash when you eat your corn? I'm not aware of what you're speaking of.
Well,
please enlighten me.
If you watch a couple of Pam Grier movies, you may become enlightened or something. You'll become
At some point, I will be enlightened.
Wow. This mustache is going to come in handy.
One day, I will be able to use this.
We love you, man.
I love y'all too.
You have such a great personality on top of all of that talent. You're just a genuine, sweet, kind individual. And that's why you have relationships and you don't just know people. You have relationships because that's just who you are. And you're a blessing. You
have
are
a great doctor's visit too today, Victor.
Thank you. Thank you both so much. I'm actually getting watery eyed. I appreciate that.
Well,
really. That's just me every day. I come on to try to bring in spread. I go everywhere to bring in spread fun, laughter, and joy. I can't laugh too much because of the bladder thing from cancer, but I don't care. I got 4 boxes of Pampers over there. I don't care.
Well, make it do what it do.
Hey. Yeah, I don't care. I'd rather be here having fun than laying out and somebody crying. I don't
Yeah.
That. I don't even want nobody crying. I want to have a party at my thing. I'm putting my bongos in my casket and a Dr. Pepper and one Krispy Kreme donut.
Okay.
That's it. That's it.
Krispy Kreme donut.
And I'm, I guess, because if I'm going to be down there that long, I got to have something to eat.
Something tells me you won't be hungry, though.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all have a great birthday, Therese. Have a great day. Wow. You going to have cake or no cake?
I will be eating cake later on this evening. Yes, absolutely. Cake.
Absolutely
cake,
cake,
I hope.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, right?
I had cake over last Sunday, and I don't know if you guys watched the courtroom show Judge Judy.
Mm-hmm.
She was more than a courtroom show for some of us.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I had the bailiff, Bird lives across the street. He came over after church. We watched football. I made a cake, and we did cake and ice cream and had fun. Mm-hmm. And then last night they honored me at Barbara Morrison's Performing Arts Center. All the Scorpios came in.
Nice.
Just saw old buddies from back in the day.
I feel like I saw something with you and Jeannie Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Was that you? Because I know she just had a birthday also.
Who is it?
Jeannie Tracy.
Who is she, a singer?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. She had like a gold hair or something.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And she sings jazz.
She sings jazz, house. Disco. She sings anything.
Okay,
R&B,
it might have been.
Everything.
Well, I put up a video on my page. They were doing it for all of the Scorpios, and then they asked me, did I have anything in the, to play? And I kept my bongos in the car, so I brought them up, and I actually played and had fun. It was
nice.
Really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I go and give when. Did I tell you I have an NAACP award?
No.
Do tell.
NAACP, for all those that don't know what NAACP means, that would be me. I don't know what it means. Anyhow, they just came. It's a bunch of alphabets. All that.
she got the alphabet soup award.
They called me up. One of the girls called me up and said, because I do more than just music and TV and movies, I work with the autistic kids. I work with special needs kids. And I work with now cancer people. Cancer patients and people are calling me for hints, tips, and help me out. I just got prostate cancer like you did. What's your role? First thing I say, everybody's role is different. But these are major things that's gonna happen in the role. So I'm kind of talking to people about that. I've done several music and medicine podcasts like this, where start talking about what I've done, the music, this, that, and other, the movies, the TV. Then we'll switch over to, oh, and by the way, I have prostate cancer, and I'm trying to work through that so that I can get back to my music. And that started a wave of people, hey, Vic, can you be on my show? Can you talk about the cancer? Can you talk about the music? So I started doing that, kind of trying to enlighten people about, well, guys and everybody, but about prostate cancer and then how I'm dealing with it and then how I'm trying to deal with it with music. Because now, and I'm telling them, it's not easy. It takes away your walking ability to get your motor skills back. I have no strength to live. They had to help me get my stuff in the bags and take it to the car and all that. So there's a lot of stuff that goes with it, but I'm going to forge through it. I'm still healing, and Sheila calls me up to play, and I go play. I said, as soon as I turn that corner, God shot two doses of adrenaline in my arms. And I didn't think about anything else. There was no other thought but bongos and this music. So letting people know they don't have to lay in the bed and say, oh, I got cancer. Oh, no, there's still life inside of you. You just got to push through it.
Mm.
And I get that way a couple of times every now and then that I'm laying in bed and stuff is happening and I'm like, and then I make something happen. Or God allows me to make something happen for me and or for someone else. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. And I'm every day or every week, I try to do something different. This is 2021 going into 2022. 2022, I want to do more.
Absolutely. And you will. As you will.
Amen.
Thank you.
Next year, I'm having a 70 at 70s party.
All right. See what I'm saying? We have to crash that.
I'm getting me a 70s, old school 70s group to play for my birthday. And I'm going to sit in the audience and enjoy myself.
That's what's up.
So right. I'm saving my money up right now. I want to get Ohio Players or the Daz Band or Coolin' Gang, a 70s group that can, you know, play. And I've already put some feelers out to find out how much or whatever, but that's what I want to do.
That sounds like
a part. And then I have finally lived the biblical 3 score and 10.
That's what's up.
See what happens after that. So upon that note, this is your day. It's not my day. Get the flip off of TV, Vic. It's not your day.
It's always your day, Vic.
It was your day last Tuesday.
It's always your day. It's always your day. I don't mind sharing my day with you and anybody else who wants to share this beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. Every day above ground and with the woosah breath is a beautiful day. So that's what's up. We do hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful doctor's appointment, that he tells you something that is so fabulous that you jump out the seat and say, what?
I'm hoping for it. It's a coronary CT exam. So we'll see what the pictures look like after that. I got heart. We just want to see now if it's still ticking.
That's wonderful. Exactly.
Well, I'm going to leave you on that note, and y'all have a great day, a great rest of your birthday, and great show.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Victor.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, let me just shout out a couple of people right now. Janice, love you. Mwah. Mwah. Thank you so much. Tanya, what's up? And Allison, can I say that is a beautiful picture of you? What? happy birthday. Oh, I was going to say happy birthday to you, too. It's not her birthday, but thank you.
And just for the record, the NAACP stands for National Association for the Advancement of Color People. NAACP, and we wish Victor well on his NAACP award, his doctor visits, and everything that he seeks out to do. Recovery, Victor. Mm-hmm. One day at a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with that, you're welcome. Again, any and everybody is welcome to share the screen with us today. Misty J., all you have to do is click on the link. Come on now. Don't be shy.
I knew Misty J was going to hit that porn stash. I was like, and 5, 4, 3, 2. Hilarious.
What? Now this. This is Carrie.
And everybody is welcome to share.
Okay, Carrie.
The screen with us today. Misty J. All you have to do is click on the link. Come on now.
I knew
Mr.
J was going to hit that porn stash. I was like, and 5, 4, 3.
Turn down your volume or put headsets on.
Hilarious.
What? Either turn down
How's
your...
that?
Yeah, that's much better. How you doing? That's my cousin, Carrie.
Is that better?
Much better. Can you hear me? I think there's a delay.
I can hear you.
I can, and I had to get on here and wish my beautiful cousin a happy birthday.
Wow, awesome. Hi, Carrie.
This is Therese Carrie.
Hello.
There seems to be some sort of delay or something with your audio, Carrie. Not exactly sure what it is, but you just as cute as you always were, boy. Look at you. Isn't he cute? cute.
Dancer.
Dancer. Carrie, let's talk about what you do creatively a little bit.
I have a salsa company here and sharing that love for dance with other people. That's what I do.
Awesome.
And
are y'all able to hear me yet?
Yes, but there's still a little bit of a delay.
Oh, okay.
Where have you performed?
Well, it's not a professional thing. It's fun. And we do, like, congresses, like, you know.
Okay. Corey got kicked. Carrie got kicked out. But hopefully he'll reconnect. There were times that he came to New York and stayed with us because he was performing somewhere here and performing somewhere there. He's very modest. He's not gonna big it up the way, you know, somewhere. But I'm saying, thank you, Tanya. I will not stay in the basement all day. I know it's beautiful out. I am going out.
Good.
I'll be going out later.
Yesterday was a little breezy, but the sun was beautiful yesterday. And then the moon. Did you see the moon yesterday?
Did I see the moon yesterday? I don't think I went out yesterday.
It was crazy. It was crazy. It was
bananas. Oh, there he is. Carrie?
Yeah. Is that better? I don't know what's going on here.
I can still hear myself in the background. Do you have a headset?
I do not.
Because if you have some buds, then that would, or turn down your volume.
All right, I've turned down my volume. How about that? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yes.
And it's even better. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your salsa company.
Well, you know, my salsa thing, that's just for fun. But I, you know, love teaching it and sharing it with other people. So every now and then I will make my way to another state to do a performance and have some fun with it. But it's just something I love to do, always have.
Nice.
No big whoop.
Hey, it's a big whoop to me. And people are not calling me or I'm not getting invitations or whatever to go to another state to dance or do anything else, quite frankly. So it's bigger than you seem to.
But you're sharing your passion and your joy right here online, so you're reaching across all 50 states at one time. So how about that? How about that?
Okay, but not because anybody asked me to. I'm just intruding.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm bullying my way onto people's live streams. How have you been, my cousin? How have you been?
I've been well. You know, and I hopped on here. I actually was on the way out the door, and I said, oh, you popped up. I said, let me get on here and try to get online and show her my mug and wish her happy birthday. So I don't have a whole lot of time, but I am going to try to get on earlier and spend some more time with you two in the future. But, cousin, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Therese, beautiful Therese.
Thank you.
Good day to you.
Good day to you. Nice meeting you.
I'll see you later, Carrie. Please.
And tell Aunt Ruth I'm going to call her.
Okay. I'll tell her, but you know that means once I tell her that you're going to call her, that means that I have to talk to her for a half an hour about why you don't call, when the last time you did call, how cute you are. How nice you are, how smart you are. I'm going to have to hear for a half an hour about Carrie.
All right. Well, then, you know,
and
hold off. I'll get when you have some time.
Exactly. And then she's going to ask me about, she's going to ask me every question under the sun about each and every one of your siblings. How's Tony doing? And what about Vanessa? And how's that child? What's her name? Then she's going to move over to Laverne and her kids and Grant. Oh,
right.
You have to
have a recorded response ready to go. That's
what
you have to do.
You set me up, but I'm going to do it because I love you.
Well, thank you. I love you too, and happy birthday. You guys just have a wonderful rest of the day and a beautiful weekend, okay?
Okay,
thank
baby.
You.
And,
thank you.
And my mom was asking about you too, so she's listening, so I know she was. She's happy to hear your voice.
Awesome.
Tell everybody
all
I
right,
said
well,
hey.
I will do that. Y'all take care. Love you.
Love you, baby.
And peace. Peace and chicken grease. I'm out.
The movie is called Summer of Soul on Netflix. Questlove. Okay. Questlove was the director.
Yes. I think I had seen that and I was not going to remember, but yes.
Thank you, Victor.
Kelly, thank you. Thank you so much, dearling. Everybody, the number to call in, I think I had it up here somewhere. If you would like to say hello to me and or Therese, is 347.
No, today is the birthday girls. Come on in and say hello to the birthday girl at 347-996-5394. Again, that's 347-996-5394. It's Javon's birthday, everybody. Let's go.
Ooh, but you can also call just to say, hey, Therese, your eyes. Yeah.
Not on today.
It is
a national holiday today. Thank you very much.
You know how they are, Therese.
National holiday today.
Hi, Javon. Oh, happy birthday, but Therese.
It is a national holiday today. It is Javon's birthday. Cheers, cheers,
and
cheers. May Bumble live 9,000 years.
May Bumble live. But hold on. Let's do this. I wanted to do this anyway. I wanted to share because every year this is one of the things that I look forward to. And thank you, Mom, for letting everyone know that this is now 7 years old. This is Mr. Peabo Bryson singing happy birthday to me. How could I not share this every year? How could I not, right?
Listen.
That's incredible, right?
Peabo Bryson? Oh, yeah.
Here we go. I'm getting ready to turn 50 this week.
Oh, good. And God bless you, and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You wouldn't want to sing happy birthday to me and make me faint.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Javon. Happy birthday to you.
Just creamy.
Can I just say that right after he said, and I should have kept that piece as well, which I do have it somewhere probably, but after he sang that, I said, so what do you want for my birthday?
creamy.
That
creamy,
man's
creamy.
Voice can make the drawers fall off the dresser, y'all. I'm just saying. Oh, and
okay, can I just respond to this text message I'm receiving? And the answer is no, Chris, we're not going to do that because today is a national holiday. So as much we can, you know, none of these events are going to go away anytime soon, and we can certainly talk about them much later. Today is your birthday, so stop texting me, okay?
Chris, I don't know what your agenda is, Chris, but if Rez is saying, if Rez is saying not today,
I have no interest in even talking about it. Mm-mm. Today is a national holiday. Thank you.
Busa. We're not going there. Now, Chris, if you want to send another text to say happy birthday to Javon, or you just want to say what a blessing it is to be alive today, that, my friend, is always welcome any day.
Yes.
It's all about love, peace, and positivity. And Misty J.
Misty J!
And Lumba, let me just say, Lumba, I see you. I see you in the wait, but I got to give, I see you, honey. I just saw you smile, but I have to give a moment of solid time to this beautiful queen who supports this show every single time I come on. She's on with me.
And keep us laughing and informed.
And straight, no chaser.
Misty J, everybody.
Misty J. Misty to the J. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Honestly, this is a big thing for me to actually be on this because I'm not really...
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
I know. You're... Uh-oh. Your internet is in and out.
Can you hear me?
Your internet is going in and out.
Hold on. Let me see. I have an update that to do. That's probably why. And I didn't do it before I did it. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. But I did want to stop on and say happy birthday. And, you know, this is Scorpio season. We're closing it out. So I did want to represent just a little bit, even though, you know, I'm not feeling fully in the spirit this season. But but it's your day, and we're going to celebrate your day, and you're going to take your ass out the basement.
Yes, I am going to take my ass, my entire ass, out of the basement today. This is true.
Yes.
So you posted a picture of me today, on today. And how did I not really make the connection that that's where we, did we meet that night?
We didn't meet that night because I'm one of those incognito kind of people. I just sort of show up and, you know, to be in every single crowd. But that's actually how I sort of got to know you, because after that, your show kept popping up on my page.
Oh.
So, like, I, like, learned about you during the show, and then your show kept popping up on my page, which is sort of how I was introduced to it. So I was like, all right, she seems kind of funny. Let me check her out. You know? So it wasn't just...
So full disclosure, because people may be like, what are they talking about? Right before the pandemic, I hosted what is it called? Turnaround, what is it?
It was like a reverse.
Yeah, reverse kind of show at my church, right? Like a dress, like a gender.
Turn down.
Is it a turn down? No, like where.
No, it's not a turn down.
Oh, you're talking about.
It's like a drag show.
Yeah.
A drag show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a drag show where the males dress like females, females dress like males. Like a turnaround, whatever. Anyway, so, and I was trying out my comedian stuff. It was the first time, Misty, that I ever did something like that. And I had these.
Really?
Yes, it was my very first time doing it. I said it on the stage. I said, look, y'all, this is my first time doing this. So I have these cards. So I had cue cards with me with little jokes I had written on them. And I told the audience, I said, okay, if the joke is corny, we're going to spread the mustard so everybody else can catch up.
Right.
So, very.
That was the punchline for the whole night.
Yeah, so for the whole night, I would tell these jokes and nobody would laugh, and I'd be like, okay, y'all, spread the mustard. Everybody be like, spread the mustard. Hey, Javon, spread the mustard. That was really the funny thing. The audience was the funny thing, the congregation. It was such a fun night. That was so fun. I'm so glad that I made a friend out of that night. A new friend. Look at that. I didn't know.
See, I've made so many friends out of this show. Like, my Instagram now is full of people that, full of strangers that I'm, like, really close with, and my friends don't even have access to that page.
Isn't it funny? Like, but that's completely a Scorpio thing of being accessible and inaccessible at the same time. Like,
at the same time. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like everybody knows you, but nobody knows you. Everybody knows me, but nobody knows me.
My boundaries are very specifically defined. Yeah. I met Rev at the same church, but it was like different, like we were in service or something. But like I said, I'm just there, and I'm not running to meet everybody. I'm just more like there. But, you know, pandemic came out, and see how things work out.
See?
Now we're like besties.
And I'm going to tell
which
you.
Which is interesting, because if it hadn't been for quarantine, we probably wouldn't speak at all, because I'm one of those kind of people. I just watch people. I don't really engage as much.
Yeah, well, I love your engagement on this show. It makes all the difference in the world, especially on those rare occasions that Therese is not here with me. I would
like last week.
Oh God, we're not supposed to speak about that Wednesday night, Therese.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
you missed the show,
Therese. Don't leave me alone with them anymore.
Uh-oh. I think I'm going to the playback.
Oh Lord,
that was the Wednesday that never ended for me.
Oh
my God.
Lord.
Never ended.
Where's LaVon anyway? She should be on by now.
Well, LaVon,
she said she was going to do
a poem. She hit me up personally. She has some stuff going on, so she's not going to be able to come through. She may come through Wednesday to do the poem if she's up to it. You know, but let's just send her some loving blessings and positive vibes,
exactly.
You know, in her general direction, because she is as much of the show as we are here on this screen. I want to bring on another member of the church. Hey, this is Lynn Summers. Lynn Summers is a dear friend of mine and a singer.
Thank you, Lynn.
Just a wonderful human being. She is also a member of the church who has moved away.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't go but so far.
True.
It's that call being love that we all have. We're all connected.
Yeah.
We are all connected.
Indeed.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I miss you too. I was just going through some pictures on my phone the other day, and I came across some pictures where, you know, I was background singer for you and Cheryl.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, oh my God. You know, then I'm like, you know, I've been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when it just, it's so funny that you hit me up, you know, to let me know that you were doing this today, because I like literally just finished putting like a whole bunch of pictures up to the top that I was going to share on IG about my music journey, and you know you guys were pretty much like at the beginning of it.
Wow.
You know, so but happy birthday, girl.
Thank you. And I have to say, for if people provide supportive vocals, right, that's what I call background singing, supportive vocalists, right? If you do that for people who clearly you sing better than, you are good. And, you know, for those of you all who don't know, like, I think I do pretty well in songwriting. I think I've written some pretty damn good songs. As a matter of fact, that song that I wrote that you like,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna send you a track, and you can, with the lyrics.
Okay.
with no vocals on it, and maybe you can figure out a way to record it back, and you can record that, Lynn.
Okay.
I'm giving you permission to record that, and I just want to hear it. I just want to hear somebody who can actually sing the damn song,
because
mm-hmm. I sing it, and it's like, okay, it was a good thought, but now. Yeah, now I need to start sending my songs to people who can actually sing. But for a couple of years, and as much as I love to sing, I go off key quite frequently. I lose my train
of
thought.
That's just because you're excited.
This is true, and everybody can tell.
I think it's lots of reasons why you go off key. I mean, sometimes your voice is just tired. You know what I mean? I'm seriously speaking here. I'm not joking.
Your voice is just tired, girl.
Sometimes
you need,
it's just tired.
You need to put that,
you know,
shit to
you've
bed.
Been talking all day.
You run your mouth. You're running around doing
mm-hmm.
too many things. Your mouth is tired. Shut up and let somebody else say it plain. Say it plain, Lynn. Go ahead.
You know?
Your voice is just old and tired, girl.
You know that's not what I'm saying.
Happy birthday, but shut the fuck up.
No.
Oh,
see, I like your enthusiasm. I think that going off works. It gives it some kind of flavor. It puts you on it.
It does give it some character.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It does give it some character.
Okay, Lumber, come on here. Lumber, come on here, telling me my voice is tired. And
no, that's not what I'm saying, and you know it.
But you know what, Miss DJ, what you just said is what I always tell Cheryl, who hears her, hey, booby, love, love, love you. She's a pixie. She is. But I always tell her, because she sings like an angel, like a literal angel. And every note, everything must be perfect. And I try to tell her, you need to let it crack sometimes. Because within that crack and crinkle of your voice, and if it sounds a little hoarse in there and you bring it back, that is emotion. Let that the emotion is in the errors, you know? There's no, I mean, for me, and this is just me, there are some songs that you might want to sing with perfection. Ave Maria, which when she sings that, I have a cousin, Teeny, cries every time Cheryl starts singing. She just, I'm like, okay. Don't cry, you're making my cousin. Don't sing, you're making my cousin cry. Right? But even when she sings, what's that other song? The one about the Lord is my shepherd. She sings that?
Lord's Prayer?
The Lord's Prayer. But she, so the biracial thing works really well for her because she has that Caucasian voice with the black soul. It really kind of works, but let it crack. It's okay. Let.
I remember the last show I did at Diamonds before it closed. Cheryl was my background singer. Remember that?
Yeah, Cheryl said, seriously? Yes, booby. Let it crack. Let it crack.
We rehearsed so much. Like, I was done. By the time, I think I lasted, my voice lasted the first hour and a half, and the last half hour, my throat was done. Everything was cracking. Everything.
Because Cheryl worked you to the bone.
High notes that I could hit strong and hard and, you know, nice, pretty sounds. Oh, my God. Even I had to like rework in the middle of the set, you know, as we were singing. Sometimes, you know, that kind of practice, and I was still new at doing stuff like that, so I didn't know when to cut her off.
Cheryl, you worked it to the
she
bone.
She was a taskmaster, but I know she wanted to make sure.
She wanted it to be perfect.
Sure.
She wanted it to be right.
She wanted to make sure that I gave the best performance possible.
And that's it.
And if
she didn't care about you, go ahead and do yours.
Exactly.
But she wouldn't back you up either because Cheryl ain't trying to look like Boo Boo the Fool.
Exactly. 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 It was a good night, though. I still have a clip or two of that night on YouTube, I think. Somewhere.
That's right. And Cheryl, you sitting there with this, with the texting. Why don't you come on and put your face in the place?
Come say happy birthday to Boobie.
Yes, come sing happy birthday to Boobie for the world to see. Exactly. Come on, Cheryl. Let it out. She ain't gonna come on. She might. Who knows what? But yeah.
But Javon, when you sing, I can really appreciate it. But people always say, "Oh, well, you can sing." They always tell me I can sing, but I sing for fun. I don't really sing to be professional anymore. If I have to be really professional about it, it's not fun to me. I like dynamics in singing and different ranges. That whole perfect octaves really isn't important to me. It's more about dynamic and range and putting your feeling and emotion in it. I love to hear the raspiness of like Adele's voice. I love to hear like the cracking of a person's voice, not so much the perfect octaves. Some of those perfect octaves are annoying after hearing them constantly. Like, there's certain albums I just don't want to listen to. Like, what's that girl from Glee, Leah Michelle? I can't stand her voice because it's like, I need something else in it. It's just, you need some range, some pain or something, because it's just the same sound. I like the little imperfections in it. And to have fun with it. If you're not laughing, what's the purpose of singing? Okay, well, Adele is more of a, you know, crying kind of a person, but it's supposed to emote feeling. It's supposed to show feeling.
It's supposed to be fun. Cheryl, I sent you a link. I just reposted the link.
Did you text it to her? It would be easier to text. If she's not home.
I cannot text her right now. I have too many things going on, and if I even think about picking up my phone,
I'll text her.
Yeah, if you could text it to her. She said I'm trying to click it, but while she's trying to click it, where'd he go? Cam was just on here. Shirley Jones' son from the Jones Girls was just on. But, yeah, I get it, and I feel the same way. While we're trying to figure Cheryl's situation out.
Who was that?
Who just said that? Here, let's do this.
What? The stalker song?
Hey, Devon. It's Melissa Morgan. And it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you, girl. I wish I could be there in person, but with this COVID and this lockdown and all of us just following the safety measures, it's not possible. But I just want to wish you a happy birthday. I'm going to see you soon, and I'm going to be in the basement with Javon and Therese very soon. And until then, just enjoy your day. God bless, and I wish you nothing but love, love, love. Have a good time, girl, all right? Happy birthday to you. Bye.
I love that. That's
it's
really
Melissa.
That's Melissa.
Legendary Melissa Morgan.
Yes.
Hey, Melissa.
Yes, yes. And I don't know. We'll try this one too. because I heard your wife this morning, but I guess she really just didn't want to put any clothes on so she could come say happy birthday to me.
She was literally running. She opened the door to say happy birthday to run off because she's actually late for what she's supposed to be doing.
Oh, I thought she was bucket naked or something.
She was, because she jumped out and she wanted to say it in, but she dared not. Now, I told her not to step in the frame because
she was
that doesn't
naked.
Mean
people stop imagining Monifa naked. That's not nice. She's married. Hey, Cheryl.
Yes, looky, looky. Hands on the wheel. Oh, hey, Cheryl.
Hi, guys. Thank you, Therese, for sending me the link. It wasn't working in the YouTube thing, so I had to close that. Yeah.
And yes, Kimberly, that was Melissa Morgan. Oh, my God. And yes, thank you. I'm having a wonderful time, quite frankly. So, yes, Cheryl.
I will be.
Hi, sweetie pie. We were talking about your angelic perfecto.
Whatever.
Perfection.
Missy just is right. I need to add more emotion, but unfortunately, I've been singing the same way for 56-ish, almost 57 years, so it's a little difficult to change my spots now. However, I'm always open to try.
However, she's always open to try. And
her voice is beautiful.
If she cannot allow herself to, you know, break, she always has me to do that. Because I will crack a note. I will lose the key. I will sing your key and then revert back
Lord,
to my
that's
key.
That's true.
Then sing some
me
other.
Up and down the room, trying to harmonize, and she goes wherever I go.
And then I go wherever the hell I want to go. And then sometimes I go to a whole different song, and it's like, what's she doing?
Uh-huh.
It's like.
But she's dedicated.
But she's
with
it. It's yeah,
like.
That's Misty. She's 6'2". She's dedicated. That's for sure.
It's like, what you doing? Where you at? Oh, you got plans. We ain't singing that.
I love.
Fine, Booby. I sent a lot of people. I didn't know about the StreamYard part, though, so I just gave them the YouTube link so they could comment.
Yes,
so
I noticed
I
a lot
a
of your friends came
posted
through.
It and, yeah.
Who knew Allison had such a beautiful picture on her YouTube thing?
Yeah.
Right?
I think that might be her real estate picture.
Well,
I'm not sure which one.
The next time she's taking us to see houses, she should, you know, dress like that.
Oh, my God.
You can tell I said so. Hello. Oh, God. So is everybody having a good day? Because, you know, today.
The most important thing is, are you having?
Right. Thank you, Cheryl.
And Javon, you're new to this. You're supposed to put your Cash App up so that people can just send you money randomly. That's
wow.
What people do on their birthday. Now.
That's deep.
Just put the Cash
That's
App
deep.
Up.
I don't know.
I'm just telling you, this is how it goes. See, you're new to this whole celebrating birthday thing, so I'm gonna help you out. Just
I'll put it up.
But no,
there.
They do. They just
That's
especially
deep.
The ones that don't show up.
I can't do
you
that.
You know how they're supposed to show up in the video? If they don't do the video, they'll just out of guilt send you cash. So I'm just telling you, just push the cash.
Oh.
You're right.
All right.
Well, the guilty cash has got no reason.
Oh, I just picked up.
That's the new thing now. You just put your Cash App up and people send you money. I created one just because.
Nice.
Hey, you didn't show up, so send me some money, please. I'm having a great day. I did a session of HIIT.
The HIIT.
What is that?
Workout.
Oh. That's how you guilt people out. I don't want to do that. I can't do that because I don't know.
See, passive done. You just put it up there in case anybody cares to.
Okay.
The guilt works itself out.
Okay.
That's true. You're not testing anybody. You can lead the horse to water. They decide whether to drink or not. So,
the Cash App is the radio station Cash App. I'll give you that. WJBR Internet. That's the Cash App. for the radio station, which I forgot I even made one for that. So there you go.
Nice.
I never even thought of it. I mean, you know what? I have, okay.
Here we go. Jerry Lewis telethons.
Something I need to work on is begging for something other than.
I'm not good at it either.
Other than, anyway.
Once upon a time, I worked for a priest, and he begged and got $81 million a year operating budget. So he taught us how to.
Okay, well, I'm going to beg.
I need lessons.
Please. Cash
App. That's the beginning of my marketing career, the beginning of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Got me out of bed. Did pretty well.
Okay, well, I'm begging, Dan.
Yeah, we need lessons, Therese.
WJBR Internet. If you want to support the show, if you want to support me, if you want to say happy birthday, say it in the Cash App, right? Is that it? That sounds so aggressive.
Yep.
That sounds so aggressive.
No.
Okay, that's not it? Okay, here we go. Hi. I'm Devon, and as my mother put out there today, I'm 57 years old. And I'm just trying to live. And we're just trying to give you some pleasure. So if you have, no, I would turn the channel for
like,
my first
about what that was. I don't know what that was.
Listen,
yeah.
Okay. Feed the children.
Give you not what that means.
Feed the hungry. Feed the hungry. Do the Cash App.
A little more happy. Go lucky.
Hey, to the Cash App. All right, here's Joe. Hey, Joe, how you doing, dog? What's up, Joe? Joe's calling from. Are you in Florida or in the Philippines? Where you at?
Look, Joe,
Florida.
Cut all her hair.
In Florida.
Get her hair. Cut it.
What you doing? Yeah. Let me see. Turn your head the other way.
Cut it.
Oh, go ahead with the bop. You go. Go bop. Go bop. I see you bop.
Well, I'm donating it to the children with hair loss, and I still have it. Hold on.
Nice.
Okay, you guys might be grossed out. It's 20 inches.
It's not
gross.
Wow. Hair is never gross. That's beautiful.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
I did it yesterday. I just got my hair cut yesterday. But anyway. I wanted to sing happy birthday to Josh.
Well, please, let us allow Joe to sing happy birthday. Do it, Joe.
You know how I like being public.
Yes, I do.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Javon. Happy birthday to you.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate you. That was dope.
You're very, very welcome. Enjoy your day.
That was special. That was very special.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. See, I had Peebo, Bryson, and Joe. That would, you know, come on. That's what's up. Wow. So, I don't know. Therese, maybe you could give it a shot.
Give what a shot exactly?
The begging. Either the begging or the singing.
Not the singing. You don't want that. No. I have perfect pitch and I can hear the harmonies, but you do not want anything coming out of my chords. Thank you and good night.
Hi, Jessa.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've been corrected. I don't have perfect pitch.
Hi, Jessa.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Jess. How are you?
Good.
How are the beautiful ones, the little ones?
They're good.
good today. It's Saturday.
Groovy, groovy.
Well, I had to jump on quick and say happy birthday. I'm running to an open house, so I can't really stay long.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by. You know I appreciate it. Thank you, Kiki, for stopping by. Also, appreciate
you. Okay,
me
too.
Mwah, mwah. To everybody. Hey, Ronnie.
I've got a bunch of people. Some people might be...
I'm going to be going
thank
also.
Thank you, Chris. Now that I've had it.
Mwah,
bye, good to see you all.
Hi,
thank you so much. That was a nice surprise. Okay. Here's the Cash App to the show. If anybody wants to or feels so inclined to donate, it's
it should be on your name today.
Well,
Misty J is right. There is a culture because now that I think about it, how many Cash Apps have I seen on people's birthdays just sitting there on the screen? You know, you don't have to say anything. It's just, it's an understood culture now.
Oh. Right. Ronnie.
That is Ron.
And DJ in the background. Ron, your Wi-Fi is spotty. Hi, EJ. Nice to meet you, sir.
Okay, yes. I'm sorry.
Hey, how you doing? I'll see you in a couple months.
Yeah.
Next month.
I'm looking forward to it. So, EJ, I have a question for you, darling.
You said what?
I have a question for you. Do you know how to sing?
Do I know what?
How to sing?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he does.
Can you please, for my birthday... sing happy birthday.
Okay.
There you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Devon. Happy birthday to you.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
It is so nice
got
to meet you.
Got a little people going on.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Cheryl in the house. I was about to say something.
Hey, Cheryl.
Is that EJ?
Yes, and he just said happy birthday.
God, we're meeting, finally, virtually, of course, like everything happens these days.
But Cheryl, he just sang happy birthday, and we got to get
him. I missed it. I'm sorry. I was coming in the house, so I got disconnected for a second.
We
got
to get him in the bar.
You need him to do it again?
Wait a minute. I can't hear y'all. Why can't I hear y'all?
We got to get him in the choir.
Can't hear. Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Well, while
our Wi-Fi is a little not too good right here, right now. We're looking at houses.
That was dope. I'm just going to go back to the door. Spot right now because, well, it's my birthday. What about you, Lumber? You have not sung to me in quite some time.
No way. Microphone. Okay.
Hold it.
Uh-oh.
Where's Cheryl?
She's talking.
All right, go ahead. What happened?
She said someone was talking, so she's
Okay. Go ahead, Lynn. Go ahead.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my Javadi. Happy birthday to you.
That's why she has.
Yes, that tone is everything, Lynn.
Hey, Mo.
Happy birthday, Javon.
You know what, Monifa? This show was going to go on until 10 p.m. if you didn't come by and say happy birthday, because now you got me spoiled.
Now I just have to... come on, son.
You got me... yo, I'm trying
hey,
to tell you, you got me spoiled.
You can weird. Okay, but it's okay. She doesn't want to get decked by my hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy birthday, baby. I wish you much love, blessing, continue blessing, evolution, peace, joy, and love.
Because that's really all it's about, right?
Peace, love, and joy.
Mm-hmm. Soul train.
Yeah, yeah, right? How about that? How you been, love? You good?
I'm good. How are you? What you doing today?
She's getting out of the basement.
Look at God. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm hoping that I get some birthday cake. If you
Wait,
know
what
kind
of cake? Like, you mean literal or like
birthday cake? If you know what I mean.
Don't indulge, please. Don't.
Cake.
You see, Cheryl left. She's like, okay, that's it. I'm going. You see, I might not be getting no birthday.
Hi, Missy J. Look, I get to see everybody. Hi,
I know,
guys.
Like, no birthday cake for you. No birthday cake for you. No, Joan, I see you, but you gotta put a face up there. You gotta allow the video, and then I'll put you up. Like,
trying to do. I'm running in because I want to say happy birthday to you before I see you.
Well, I want to see you before I see you. How about you let us all see you? What the hell are you talking about? It's not even like you beat your face or anything. Just let us see you. You look the same all the damn time. My Negro, come on. This is my homie right here.
I love you,
Vaughn.
I got a boogie.
Oh, my God.
Monifa.
I love you, baby.
Mo.
Hey, everybody.
See you later, babe.
All right, well.
Be careful.
Lynn.
Yeah.
You know this Joan Brown right here, right?
Yeah.
What the? Where's Teresa? Put Teresa on. What are you doing?
Knocked out.
Did you knock her out? You can't. Yo, man, we can't see you. And the point of this is to see you. Otherwise, you could have called.
Oh, it is? I thought the point was for me to call and wish you happy birthday.
But you didn't call.
To come on your show.
Okay. All right. Whatever makes you happy. If you happy, I'm happy.
I know.
I want to know what happened to my birthday cake. Where'd she go?
Y'all started talking that crazy stuff, and Cheryl said, pew.
Is not with it. What happened to Misty? Misty's like, look, before you ask me to sing happy birthday, I'm out. Hey,
Misty said, before you ask me for cake, I'm gone.
Yo. Nah, I can't. I would have a difficult. I'm not gonna say I can't, but I would have a difficult time. Thank you. Mwah. I would have a difficult time. Cash App with my name on it, asking people for money. That.
That's not what you. That's not how you do it. That's not the culture.
Yeah, that's not. I can ask for the radio station. I could ask for, you know.
We've gone back to the days when we got $5 and a birthday card, you see, but it's done digitally. You just, today's my birthday. You put your name, your Cash App, and you don't say a word.
All right. Well, just so that everybody know, every dime would go back into the station.
Nobody asked you that.
Nobody asked me that. Don't say that.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I'm going to put 5 different Cash Apps in my next birthday. and some Bitcoin.
Thank you, Kimberly. Yo, thank you.
Yo, Javon, have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Really good to see you. And I'm actually coming home next weekend.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
I
hope to be able to at least, you know, knock on the door and say hi from, you know, 10 feet away.
Okay.
But,
or we can put masks on.
I'm sorry.
We can put masks on.
This is true, too.
And we can hug, right?
This is true.
So, Lynn, are you working on any music these days? Are you?
I'm working on, I'm writing right now.
All right, okay.
So, you know, I'm hoping to get something going within 2022.
All right.
And I'm also working on gigging down here as well. I'm not going to say too much, but I have something coming up next month, actually.
All right.
So that'll get my feet back in the water, which I miss so much. But anyway.
Well, then, you
know. This is about you today, not about me. So
that's all right, because hopefully we're going to get that track to you, And if it's appropriate for your gig, because you know what track I'm talking about, it may not be appropriate because I wrote it. Not the Ooh Ah song. It's the Losing My Motherfucking Mind song.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Which is, I think, another dope song.
I really like that song. I don't know what it is, but it really resonated with me, and I like it.
But you know what? Ever since you said that, I could always hear you singing it in my mind. I can hear you singing it. So, yeah. So, definitely, I'm going to get you that track with the lyrics, and
okay. You
make it do what it do.
Will do.
All right. Thank you so much for coming through.
There she is.
And hey. Joan decides to come on as, yes, it is the Stalker song. That's the one. Yes. I was feeling quite stalkerish when I wrote that one. Yes.
Oh, I didn't get that from that song, but okay.
Yeah. The lyrics are like, visions of you are constantly on my mind. Another hobby or something else to do, I must find. Work don't work and play ain't the same. And even though the sun does shine, I think I'm losing my mind. Yeah, yeah. I hear your voice speak to me, saying words you said just last week. I think about the way you move, oh, and suddenly I can't speak. It's your fault because you're so fine. Baby, if you spend a little bit of time, I think I'm losing my mind. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's not the lyrics. It's the video that I created around it. And it's part cartoon. The video makes it very stalkerish. You're right. I'll post it around somewhere later since I'm speaking about it. But yeah. Yeah, actually when now that I'm thinking about it, I sing it without the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite stalkerish. It's kind of loving. But then there the bridge is everywhere I go, everything I do, something like that, you know. But you know what the real stalker song is and that people don't really realize?
What's that?
Aretha Franklin, I Say a Little Prayer for You.
Mm.
Stalker AF. The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. On the way to the bus, while I was all day at work. I mean, lady, girl, really?
She's praying, though.
Pick up your child. She ain't singing to no child.
But I'm saying, though, but you know how you think about
I don't know how you get stalker out of that song.
Me either.
All right. You know, that song is straight up stalker. I'm not going to play Losing My Mind, but I'm going to play, Hey, Jeanette, I love you. Yo, Jeanette. Cheryl and I were talking about you this morning. I want to beat the shit out of myself. That's terrible. Because I was thinking about you on your birthday and forgot to freaking contact you on your birthday. And today we're going to celebrate your birthday too. That's it. I love you, man. Since 1990 or 1991, I think is when I met you. That's 30 years, dude.
Ooh, that's
30. Long. 30.
3 decades.
Wow. I love you to pieces.
I didn't know you two known each other that long. Wow.
Yes, we have known each other for a long time. We, you know, and she's consistently just a good person. Just good peeps. Just the peeps. So let's do this.
In my hair now and wondering what dress to wear now. at first God just say hi. And all through my coffee breakfast, I said a little for you.
You know what? Then Teddy Pendergrass says, I don't love you anymore. It's just that simple. You don't believe me, but no, not like before. It's just a shame. A dirty shame, yeah.
She was stalking God in that song. That's what she's stalking. That's what, really listening to that song.
Answer my prayer, baby.
Hey, listen,
God, baby.
Hold on now. If you really listen to that song like you had me do, that's what I get out of it, that you could, it could, or if she's stalking God, I really, cause just remember her roots and what she wanted to sing about a lot. She wanted to stay within her roots. I really think this is more, that's what I think. If she's stalking somebody, she's stalking God. I think this is more, it's her praying to God and praising God in this song.
Praising God?
Yes. Just in her own words, in the words of a song.
I think I think that this song could be restructured, like we take songs and restructure them to be a praise song, the way it's sung and the way it's written to me, only to me, and
right,
to most, and to most people who have listened to this song for the past 5 decades, they believe she's singing to an unrequited lover, somebody.
And
who,
it can absolutely be interpreted like that as well.
Right. It
now,
be,
if they know absolutely that's who she was singing to, if they know the real reason the song was made, I get what you're saying, 5 decades, but it could still be.
It could
when,
be.
Like I say,
okay.
I guess you
right.
really made me listen to all the words
all right.
in this
so
song.
So, Joan.
I wake up in the morning. I pray to you. During my coffee break, I pray to you. We do that kind of stuff. We're sitting there having our cup of coffee. Thank you, God. You know, that's all I'm saying. That's really what
okay.
I hear, man.
So let's just, so if you said you said she's stalking God. Okay, fine. Let's
yeah,
because
I'm only using your
verbiage.
What constitutes stalking? Like, define stalking.
Let's say this.
That's the other thing, Therese. Define stalking in this instance.
Okay, so it's an obsession. And like Misty says, fanatical. even if it is to Jesus. I'm with you on this one, Misty. They can't spin me around from this one.
Well,
like a tree
okay.
planted by the water, I shall not be moved. But hold on. I'm just kidding.
Love this song.
But yeah, that's what right? I'm saying. Yeah, I could see how you might think stalking, but I just,
right,
you know,
but,
I think the song is more spiritual based.
Okay, so you say it's spiritual based, and okay, it can be. But let's just say, use your imagination on this one, Joni. You got it? Find your imagination.
Okay.
Get it? You got it? You locked in?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, make it that she's singing those songs not to Jesus, but to a man.
Mm-hmm. Well, towards the end, it did seem like it was more stalking. In the beginning, if you want to think about that she's singing to a man, it was like, okay, she loves him and, you know, she's thinking about her man. But I would say probably towards the end, as, it, you know, certain verbiage, you know, words in the lyrics, you can go ahead, but I get where you're coming from about the song. And when you first said it, I would not have thought about that song being like stalkerish.
Most people don't. It's underrated.
Really listening to the words.
In that sense, it's not an underrated song.
You're right.
Just in that song.
It could be.
It's an obsession. And Therese, you're right. You know, Therese, you know, will oftentimes call me on words and language because language, look. Words are everything. Nothing is nothing until there's a word for it. You know, nothing exists until you can put it in some kind of a language, some language.
Mm-hmm.
So what do I mean? I think I mean less stalker, although someone who, if it's in a romantic love sense, how much time does it take between a person putting on their makeup and then combing their hair? I mean, before I put on my makeup, let's just say I got my makeup, I'm getting ready to beat my face. But before I do that, I got to drop that and say a little prayer for you. Okay, fine. If you're going through something, yeah. But fine, why am I, is it a paraplegic? I mean, like, what is going on? Why are you doing all this prayer? Is he going to jail?
Listen, I've prayed on hours on end, depending on the subject or the person, depending, but not in a, I can't remember the last time I prayed over somebody on a romantic way, but I mean, praying over someone that is not well. Sure.
Right.
You know, somebody thought you're going to lose, you pray, you
right,
know.
But not once in the song does she say, I hope you can get up and walk again. No.
No, but.
There's nobody but you, damn it. And please love me too. Answer my prayer. Her prayer is that this person loves her. Answer my
prayer,
God, babe.
But it could be God's love.
It could be. But you know, that's if you think of it.
God.
If you think of it in a romantic sense, and Lumber's over there being quiet.
I'm trying to listen to all points of view.
Which you always do. Which you always do. That is true. You don't. But you know, I'm just saying. Yes, I have done the same.
Who's that, Miss DJ?
And Peggy Miller, please put your camera on so we can see your beautiful face. Peggy Miller, you need to connect your mic and your camera. Diane, please help Peggy Miller to put her mic and her camera together. Now she disappeared, but, you know, people shy. Okay, I've had some great birthday celebrations, including this past weekend, but I have never done one on a podcast. Watch out next year. Let's do it, baby. Can I come through, D? Can I be on your podcast? D, can I be on your podcast, please, when you have your birthday celebration?
Awesome.
I've even prayed when I can't stand. You know what? When I was 12 years old, I had a thing for a little girl across the street. I did. And she was Pentecostal. And her whole entire family had gotten saved. And she told me that what I wanted to do to her was a sin. And that I should pray. And if I prayed unceasingly. I could be
I'm choking her out.
This is what I do. This is what, see, people say, why does Therese even do this show with Javon? Like, what, Therese, why are you even hang out with her?
Because she knew where you were going.
Because I make her gag, quite frankly.
What is happening? Oh,
well, well.
This story is scaring me already, and you're not even through it.
Exactly. That's why you over there gagging. You already know what's coming.
So did the little girl that told me to pray. Mind you, she was 2 years older than me. And baby, I prayed unceasingly.
God, help us.
And can I tell you that from that experience as a child, I knew then, like I know now, what I found out then, and everybody hold on to your seats, God is still in the miracle-making business. All my prayers were answered and then some. There were some things I didn't even know to pray for that was delivered unto me. Okay? Okay?
I gotta go.
For three years? Okay?
So I had things to do.
Okay? And so does Javon. She's getting up out that basement because the altitude is clearly affecting her mental. So she's got to get some air.
Yo.
Peace party people.
Check it out.
What do I say to an incredibly smart, funny, loving, good-hearted, stubborn, creepy.
Okay, stop. Clearly, that is not the one I meant to show. Okay, Monifa?
Okay.
Javon, everybody, I'm going to say good day. Have a wonderful day, and
right,
I'll talk to y'all soon.
See you later, baby.
All right, Joan.
Okay.
Gee, that is not the one. I meant, Bob Lumber, this is the one I want to show, okay?
Birthday, Javon. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Javon, or Javon as I like to call you. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, sis, I just wanted to let you know that I love you to life, and I hope you have an amazing, blessed, brilliant, light-filled, and love-filled year ahead. Mwah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I love you.
I had to show that one. Look, Rezzy, thank you so much. You made my birthday. You helped kick it off. And, you know, everybody who watched, listened. Peggy.
To you, my friend. Cheers to you. And please enjoy your day.
Thank you,
you know?
So much. Thank you so much. I see Peggy Miller tried to come on but wasn't able to come through. I see you later, Pegs. And Keith Anthony Fluitt, sorry,
Keith.
No problem. Love you to pieces.
Peace.
Everybody,
peace.
Have a great rest of your day, as I will mine. Thank you. God bless.
What's up, y'all? This is Dawn Robinson, formerly of In Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. My girls. I love you all.
Basin with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
Leon, that's right, Leon, for some of your favorite movies that I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here with me. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see, that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody.
One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offers, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some cologne.
You can send me some cologne,
cause I mean, you know. Just in case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
Time. So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Just for that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.